Men and women also differ when it comes to explaining failure. When a man fails, he points to factors like didn't study enough or not interested in the subject matter. When a woman fails, she is more likely to believe it is due to an inherent lack of ability. And in situations where a man and a woman each receive negative feedback, the woman's self-confidence and self-esteem drop to a much greater degree. The internalization of failure and the insecurity it breeds hurt future performance, so this pattern has serious long-term consequences. And it's not just women who are tough on themselves. Colleagues and the media are also quick to credit external factors for a woman's achievements. When Facebook filed to go public, the New York Times ran an article that kindly reminded me, and everyone else, that I had been lucky and had powerful mentors along the way. Journalists and bloggers rose up to highlight the double standard, pointing out that the New York Times rarely ascribed men's success to having been lucky. But the Times didn't say anything that I had not already told myself 1,000 times. At every stage of my career, I have attributed my success to luck, hard work, and help from others. My insecurity began, as most insecurities do, in high school.